Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, he found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more. But each of them also got the usual wage, and on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, we who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus, the last will be first, and the first will be last." The kingdom of heaven is like. That's what this gospel is all about. The teaching of this gospel makes it pretty clear that the kingdom of heaven is not like anything that we experience. We tend to grumble about how unfair it is when we think someone is getting away with something, especially when it seems like it's at our expense. Yes, we are indeed envious, as the gospel says. This is such a familiar message, and yet we continue to ignore what God's holy voice says to us. God's voice offers a word of mercy. Our voice more often does not. God calls us to holiness and to practice in our everyday lives those things that we hear recited whenever we gather with other believers. So what are those practices? First, to honor the leadership of the one who calls. In this gospel, it's the landowner. And to honor that leadership by strengthening the participation of all, no matter when they joined us. And more importantly, by uniting us with those who may not share in our fellowship, but who need not be separated from us. In other words, being open to all, whether it seems fair or not. That's what the voice of God calls us to. Mercy. Not the more human sense of fairness, whatever that may mean, to each of us and to each situation. Our call is to welcome those who come into our midst whenever they come. And together then, we can go forward proclaiming the good news of God's love for all, no matter when or how they have arrived to join us. Whenever we live out of our weakness, we are called back by God's grace. And we are reminded of what is true, what is good, and what is right, so that we can live what we are truly called to be, generous and not envious.